everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. It's Wednesday, December the 6th, and I'm super excited to be joining you. You know, I wait every day, all week long, to come back on with you again on Wednesday, and I got so much fun going on today. I am actually in Orlando, Florida. I'm actually visiting with WNTF Radio here in Orlando, Florida, with Titan Mike and Martise. We are in the house, and they are representing Florida. And you know my girl Gina G is here.
Did I say it wrong?
Marcel, I'm so sorry. Listen, the brothers here, they are so wonderful. Say hi to the listeners.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there?
Hey.
That's Titan Mike and Marcel. Okay, yes, I did it.
You practiced three times.
Listen, I did. You know what, y'all? Don't make me laugh. Okay, so listen, we're going to go right into the show because we don't want to hold it up any further. In Detroit, Michigan, we got 35 degrees. You are windy as heck today. Your high is going to be 38 degrees today. And let's see, Richmond, VA, you are 47, partly cloudy. And your high is going to be 42 degrees today. Jacksonville, Florida, you know I got nothing but love for you. 75 degrees, mostly cloudy today, and your high is 79. Let's see. Florida, you're going to get cold tomorrow, but your high is going to be 80 degrees today, and it's been hot, y'all. For you guys that's been listening, you already know that Emmanuel, my son, has been playing football here in the national tournament, and it has been, we have been cooking in a sauna. And so I'm standing out there. This Florida heat is no joke. And so anyway, they have one more game on Thursday, so we are here. The high today is 81 degrees. Lord Jesus, help us. And all sunny, no clouds, none. And then it's going down to 65 degrees tomorrow, and then 55 on Friday. So we got some cool days going in, going out of the state. But anyway, I'm so glad to be here. We have had nothing but love since I've been here. And I want to do a shout out to our sponsors at Salon DeJuan. Got to shout her out. If you want luxurious extensions, if you want hair products to help grow your hair, you got to go on salondejuan.info. Go to salondejuan.info if you want to make an appointment to go check her out. They also have the Glam Shop mobile salon that they can come right to you no matter where you are. If you want to have glamorous parties or whatever, call Salon DeJuan and they can send the Glam Shop right to you. Call her at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098, and that is DeJuan at Salon DeJuan. All right, let's get started with the show. Tight Mike.
Hey, what's good? What's happening with you, Dr. Gina?
Hey, everything is everything. So here at WNTF, you've been here how long now?
I've been here about 4 months now. 4 months. My station is on 1600 AM. My talk show is 6 in the morning to 10 in the morning. I've been here about 4 months now.
So tell us how you got started and all that. I do know that you're in a comedy and you do that. How did you get started in radio?
Radio actually came about from my stand-up career. I was on the gospel station down the hall, WOKB 1680, a couple years ago. And she said, hey, I got some R&B stuff coming up. And I said, hey, you know what? I'd love to try that too. And now that I'm not on the road as much, I'm currently on tour, and it's just ended. December 15th will be the final date of this year.
What's the name of the tour?
Just Reaching Out Tour. I'm on tour with Benji Brown.
Okay.
And we've been traveling the country. We've done 37 cities.
Wow.
And now I'm home to try this radio thing, and I'm really, really enjoying it. We talked about Detroit earlier on my show, and we just did Columbus, South Carolina, Arlington, Texas, Richmond, Virginia,
wow,
Virginia Beach. Yeah, Albany, New York, and as well as Hartford, Connecticut, all those places. We've been around the country, man, having a good time. But radio is my new passion. I like it. I love stand-up, but I'm beginning to fall in love with radio also.
Well, you know what? I had such a good time on your radio show. I can see why they want you always live and in charge, especially waking up everybody early in the morning because it's from 6 to 10 a.m., right? And so we're going to get all the information on how you can follow him from wherever. You can go on the app or the .com and listen to the show. I mean, you have a variety. You never know what you're going to get from Titan Mike because we had some interesting conversation this morning.
If everybody in church looked like you, I'd go more often. I renew my anointing. Can you renew your anointing?
And this is what I love because
hallelujah.
Right. And this is what I love because you know, it's so important to have a balanced life. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to make love to your wife or your spouse to gospel music. No. You just ain't going to talk about Jesus unless you're saying, thank you, Jesus, you know, when you're done. But you're not going to sit up there and you're not going to play Shirley Caesar while you knocking boots. I'm sorry.
Don't hold mute.
You're not? What?
Well, I ain't. I don't want it. I'm sorry.
That's where I went wrong.
I don't want it.
Absolutely. And we play most of y'all R&B. Every now and then a little old school rap, but it's mostly R&B. But we get you up in the morning with the new school R&B, the Jill Scott's and things like that. Music Soul Child, stuff with
the Love songs. You know, some of these brothers need some of them long songs, love songs, to teach them how to approach a young lady, need to know what we need, where we need to hear what we want to hear. And I know that's what we were talking about earlier, about what men want and what women want and things like that.
Yes.
I definitely think you were right. We do need to have a conversation. I think that will be animated because we do tackle a little bit of it on our show. But there is so much out about ladies and what you all want, and that's good. But we never really tackle it from the guy side. So when we do, it's a woman telling us what we want. So we want to get some guys in who can articulate from their side, because the thing that people don't understand is we're in relationships with you all just as long as you're in them with us.
Right.
So, you know, we experienced the whole thing. We know when, you know, you all change your routines and patterns just like we do. We just don't get to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We actually mentioned that on the show, like one of the first weeks. Mm-hmm. We said, hey, well, you know, do men know when women are cheating? Yes, we do. Because if you come home every Wednesday at 6:37, now you're coming home at 7:45, we know something's wrong, too. We just can't. Start to kick it off because we'll end up in jail. So you just sit there like, and give me all the side eyes.
Right. We know when you're cheating.
Yeah, we know.
You ain't been to the gym.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this then. You know, the whole thing is that what does it mean when a guy say, I got to get myself together? Does it just mean that I got to get myself together? Well, what does that mean?
Well, different things for different dudes. In my personal opinion, this is Tight Mike America.
worldwide, London, Germany,
.com, www.everybody. Because I believe some dudes might have to get themselves together. Yes, that might be the case. And then some dudes, ladies, unfortunately, they might want a little space.
Right.
Yeah, don't nobody want to not be with you.
Right.
If they want to be with you.
Right. That's true. That's what I agree.
Yeah, you're not creating space if you want to be together. But then again, ladies, we need our space too. Don't be clingy.
Yeah.
Right.
But be comfortable to an extent, but just not clingy.
Right.
Yeah. Get you a couple of days for you, a couple of days for him, and a couple of days together.
Yes.
There you go. It's a balance.
I think so. I agree with that 100%. And I believe, too, that we, as women, especially in ministry and things like that, I think that we're not realistic about, you know, what truly will make us happy. I think we try to fake the funk. And I think that if we're honest and God can deal with those issues, and I'm just, you know, I got to bring the Lord up in here. You know, I just believe that if we're realistic about it, then he will give us the desires of our hearts. But as long as we're just saying what we think that's right to say, and trying to pretend it away, then we're never going to grow to actually see who we are. I mean, what do you like? I mean, what is attractive to you? Have you even, you know, really paid attention to that? What's the difference between your thoughts and your feelings and opposed to somebody else that you grew up with, like your mom or your what they're saying, or what, you know, your brother's saying, or what your father looked like? I mean, we have to know what we want and what is attractive to us. And to be honest with you, I mean, God created us. We were naked, y'all. Mm-hmm. Adam and Eve was We were naked and we messed it up and covered up, and now when we're naked, now we really know we're naked. Right, we naked wrong. Yeah, but he created us naked, so there was some comfort in the vulnerability and just being ourselves, that transparent thing. So I always like to encourage people to please go to that, because that's very important in anything, not just relationships, but also in your career. You know, what you're called to do. What is your passion? You can't do what you think you need to do, or what somebody is telling you to do, or what you think God wants you to do. He'll tell you what he wants you to do.
Right.
So with that being said, you have actually transitioned Type Mike from the gospel arena to the R&B, but still you finding that there's still believers that are still listening. Oh, I mean, you are a believer doing R&B. And I encourage that, you know, picking back up from that. I mean, you used to listen to Teddy and Pendergrass and all of them, and I know you listening to it in the elevator or on your podcast. I mean, but people try to pretend like they don't do stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the thing that I think that's so apparent when we're trying to reach so many more people, is that they don't want to come because it's like, well, dang. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. How strict is that life? I don't want that life. You know, there's rules like with everything else, but still, right. You know, so with the R&B, how did your audience with the gospel transition to that?
Well, I had a talk show, and I was the executive dude on the gospel station.
Okay.
Right. So I had a talk show then, and I played light love music. So the audience is still my comedy audience.
Right.
My core audience from the stand-up. And it's correlating well, actually.
That's good.
Yeah, I can't complain. It's an all new station, so it's just moving those people over to what I'm doing now. And for the most part, I kept my following, and now it's growing now because now they know there's no restrictions.
Right.
Me, okay, this is Def Jam Type Mike. This is BET Comic View Type Mike. Yeah, okay, now he can be him, and we can talk a lot, real live topics and subjects. That's why I can have pastors.
You can have me on your show any day. I'm telling you, I'm always really right on back. Gina knows I have the perfect balance for it all. But my thing is, okay, so with that, with comedy, you've been in comedy for how long, and when did you realize that this was a career path for you?
That first check. What I need to be doing right here, man. That first check was like, hey, you know what? I should be doing this.
Right.
I worked all week for that check, but I worked an hour for this check. So it just had to get funny. I've been telling jokes now 16 years, and I'm excited and motivated. Definitely, like I said, a new tour is going now, so all is well. Type Mike Comedy on all your social media, man. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Type Mike Radio Show. Y'all follow us. It's growing also, man, on Instagram,
yes.
Facebook, and Twitter. My man, Marcette, one of my co-hosts, along with CC Redmond, 6'3", CC Marcette from Chicago, actually went to Florida A&M.
Yeah. University. Florida A&M.
That's right. He actually has a degree from Florida. Couple of speeding tickets, and parking citations, and so on. But my man actually holds a couple of degrees. So we try to tie in the HBCU, which of course ties into the originality of the church schools and things like that.
Right.
So we always try to give back. We'll be a community show. And we thank you, Dr. Gina, for having us. And I apologize if I've been lightly flirting with all this other stuff going on. I got to work. I do not want to end up on the news.
No. I know, right? Everybody's coming up. They're saying it's a gang of women that's going around saying stuff. And I said, Lord, ban them quickly or get it right, because it's going to be a problem. They on the way to a town near you. They got a blueprint, just like this table we sitting at. They laying it out. They saying, okay, Russell Simmons hadn't got God. Never had nothing on him. What about him? You dated him one time? You went out with him? Get him. We're going to go back to him.
Right.
It's like a plan. That's what they saying, y'all. That's what the people saying.
Y'all not going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy until they get everybody. And I don't think that's the case. So hopefully we can.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sitting on opposite side of the table.
Right. These genius will test your faith.
Both of these genius.
I gotta go home and rent my garment and use satin. What is it? Ash cloth. Sitting there with ash, a big pile of ash on my forehead.
They try to give me anti-distance, a mile away hug. He's stretching their upper body.
We're trying to protect our career.
Even taking a picture, I had to distance arm's length away.
Absolutely.
And we supposed to be pulling in close. She's like, come together. Let's take the picture, Gina G.
Let me tell you, worse. I know you're going to ask myself, worse than TMZ. WIFE.
Right.
I am married to a black woman from Detroit. Everything she does is aggressive. Yes, Marcet younger.
Yes.
So
Don't let these glasses fool you.
So Marcet, tell us, please. How, so are you a comic as well?
No, I am not.
What?
A comic. I am with train. I play one on the radio. I am with.
He said I play one on the character. I'm with
trained comics.
Absolutely.
CC's not here with us today.
Gina's here.
It's interesting how this came about. I'm a little bit more of a political guy, more of a social activist. I talk about race matters, relationships, that kind of thing. And what happened was we were in negotiations for a show here at the station, you know, and they came to me with the idea. They were like, well, hey,
really?
You know, let's work on the tight mic. I was like, wait a minute, he's already rolling. So I was like, well, you know, we kind of talked about it and we talked and we vibed immediately. So that's when I had a good feeling about it. And once we got on the air and once we started doing our thing, our chemistry was just so tight. And the feedback, people were like, man, y'all seem like y'all been rolling together for years. Like, we literally just got on the radio with one another 3 weeks ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you would never know that. You would think
Seemed like y'all been doing this for like years, literally.
Yes. So this is my new man, 100 grand.
For sure.
So we're going to take this thing all the way to the top.
Take it all the way to the top.
I appreciate him putting me down with him on this situation.
My hands are here.
I'm protecting myself. I refuse. I'm anti-church hug because it's just. Right. I understand that it's a low key insult. But you see what I'm working on. You see what I see. When they start.
Hi, John. I see y'all, Gregory.
Tooting the bus out. Hey, brother, so and so.
He on his Facebook Live, y'all.
You know it's not gonna happen. So right. Might as well. Say, at least fool me. Let me think it might happen.
But that's what he's saying. So this is really interesting. I'm so glad to be at the early stages of this, you know, this coming together situation. But like I said, Orlando has shown us nothing but love here. Marcette and Tight Mike and CeCe right here on WNTF. They gave us, they're hosting Dr. Gina's radio chat. You can't get no, y'all got to show them some love. Where can they go on the, get the app?
They can get the app. Go to WNTFradio.com and you can download the app for free. Right there, off the website.
Y'all gotta tune in. Next time, Urban Talk Radio.
On Facebook and WNTFradio.com.
And what was the radio station that I was on at the gospel station?
WOKB.
WOKB.
Radio.com
with Glenn.
Home of the Erica Campbell.
Home of the Erica Campbell Network. Yeah.
Get up with Erica Campbell. Morning.
Yep, I did I was in between her breaks and we were talking with Glenn. All good. Speaking of old, not Glenn, but I just had it on my mind. One of the subjects, y'all, we were talking about, dating old men, will you do it? So, Gina G, you could just go right on into your segment. What'd she say?
Woo, honey. Well, what she say is exactly that. These old players that's out here trying to talk to young women. Now, my girl CeCe talked about it today, and she was saying she didn't want nobody over the age of 48 years old. Mm-hmm. Because they change. You know what I'm saying? You met him, he was young and healthy, out there cha-cha-ing with you. Mm-hmm. 10 years later, he needs your help. You get that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday pill, because he took his Thursday and Saturday on Monday. So, what she's saying, that older men are so good. For real, I mean, they're so wonderful in the moment. But you gotta think about the future. Right. Of the older man, you know. I'm just saying, Dr. Gina. Right. They out there lurking. They got their church socks and Jordans on.
Right.
They got their velour sweatsuits on.
Right.
They smell like root and baby powder.
Ah, they're no.
Out here trying to get these young.
He said, "Wow." Well, he said, "Wow."
I'm telling you, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Did she say church socks and Jordans?
You know, I said church socks and Jordans on. That's y'all try to mix the two. That's what the old players do. They try to mix. They new and they old together. You know, they try to listen to Snoop and Isley. They try to mix their culture together. And it is very difficult for a young woman who is trying to look for love from an older man, but he wants to. And I think at that stage, they're ready to control you. They're ready to you know, have you in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant and cooking and cleaning. And look, see, Marcel, cooking and cleaning, and that's it. But what she say here, she said it. Older men.
Just get older.
They get older. They get older now. They start off one way and then they end up getting older now. I'm just going to tell you the truth now.
Give Larry an opportunity. Give the older man an opportunity.
So sad, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the way it goes.
Wait. Gotta introduce Glenn All Good.
Yeah.
He had me a guest on his show today.
Hey.
That's Gospel Network. Yeah, we all one big family in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
He wanna throw his rock on y'all.
Oh my God. But it's all good. Man, Doc, you all right, Doc.
Oh, thank you so much.
Doc's all right, man. I got video too.
Oh, all right.
I got some video.
All right, you got the DVD.
Are you wearing this on the video?
Lord Jesus.
No. I'm wearing what's on in the back.
You can buy that popcorn just in your mouth. Let me do on me.
I'll pray for him. I got you.
I ain't quite joined the church yet.
Right.
I'm working on
it. I could do it.
If you played this before every service,
yeah. That's Dr. Gina's fitness, honey. It's Dr. Gina's.
Nah, you're not sending us off. You're not in here. This is the cover. We put the DVD in and you're doing squats in the choir robe.
No, I'm doing that's a conditioning DVD. It's hardcore fitness for real.
She works out push ups all the time.
You know, all of that. Yeah. We got, I'm hardcore with it. I brings it.
She does.
Roosevelt, you see that, man?
Oh, I love
you can
it.
Tell.
That's the anointing.
Yeah. So, I finished with what she said, because we can't believe you said what you said.
Well, I said it. These old men need to sit down and stop lurking. Stop lurking and following my girl Cece all around the club. Wow. The girl came and get to the bathroom.
She told us.
The whole place scooting, tooting all the way.
She said,
I like the old players because I like that they got the little walker with the seat on it. So whenever we somewhere we gotta get in line, he could just go on and give me his seat. Now I do enjoy the perks. Wow. I do enjoy the Denny's 10% off or the senior.
Uh-oh.
I do enjoy our movie date being, you know, matinee price.
Uh-oh.
But
Parking up close.
Get a little handicap. They always got a sticker. Always got a sticker. May not nothing be wrong with them, but they always got a sticker. We got VIP parking.
Yeah.
But long term, the bed sheets and the bed.
It changes. Okay. Let me ask you this. What about men dating older women? I'm noticing that a lot of younger men are looking for women in their 40s and stuff. But again, we get older now. You see, I got on my glasses now. We talked about that earlier.
I don't mind. If you don't mind, I would love to speak on that.
Speak on it.
I have definitely dated several of my mom friends. Dorothy, but they call you Doc.
Her nickname.
It's something about a woman of a certain age can take her teeth out or leave them in. She can soak her teeth in like Epsom salt and butterscotch candy. Tastes like polyester salt. I love it. You ever had a woman kiss you with no teeth?
I never heard that.
My sister is listening.
Yes.
I have never dated any of my mom's friends.
Because
I'm on Facebook Live. My sister. Deborah. She's right here.
I've never
dated any of my mom's friends. I've never thought about dating any of my mom's friends.
You older now, so they older now. When you was younger, my mom definitely had a couple friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I became of age, they had known that if you was of age at that time, you could have been the one. I wanted to lay eyes on you. That's when the grown ones want you to come over and say stuff like that.
There's something appealing about a woman that's, you know, older than you, but still kind of has it together.
Pearls and a little 2-inch pumps.
Yeah.
Pearls and a 2-inch pump.
She got me a 2-inch pump.
Ain't nothing wrong with 2-inch.
Yeah, as long as you keep it together, because, you know, black don't crack, if I can say that on the show.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah.
Black don't crack.
Always got it together. You always dress nice. You got makeup and stuff done. I mean, I don't mind.
So how old is your wife that you ended up marrying, though?
When I married her, she was 31.
When I married her, she was 31.
Yeah, now she's a jazzy 36.
She's
still young and tender.
She is young and tender.
Married. Ladies, we love y'all, but y'all become that spatchcock chicken after about 60, y'all. The whole everything.
See, that's why I want to do the lifestyle thing, because I'm 48, and so you can keep it.
Yes, I am. Look nothing like
you can keep it tight at 48, 50 years old. I'm telling you. Without surgery. That's what I want to ask you about that. What y'all think about the surgeries?
We hate it.
What surgery are you talking about?
The butt,
everything, the thigh,
the hips,
the ribs, out. They took one girl took two ribs out.
Huh?
Yeah.
So let me ask you. So whose body is this that everybody copying? Because y'all might know. I don't know.
Well, see, I get into that all the time, and a lot of women. I was just literally in a debate about that on social media. Because women swear that all guys go after that type. Mm-hmm. And when you as a guy say, I don't want anybody with fake butt and mm-hmm. you know, all this stuff, then like, okay, there is a percentage of guys who run after that type.
And but it's a certain type of man too. Right. Yeah. Isn't it a type of man? Like, but maybe more athletes don't write me, don't email, but I'm saying maybe it's the athletes or the rappers or
Don't say that. They're looking for exotic. Whatever, from the islands or something different, but
But that's what people say. That's what they say. That it's mostly the rappers and the ballers that like that shape. I don't know, but that's what they say. But we got two men here that's saying and setting the record straight we don't know. Right. And more than likely, it's the girls that's assuming and spreading these rumors, and that's why we still jacked up.
When the guys try to tell you all what we like, we have created a condition where everyone can speak on men, but men.
Oh wow, that's true.
My friend Tiffany just said that the age number is not as important as the mindset.
Right,
so a guy's older, but he's still, you know, got a younger mindset and a younger spirit.
Yeah,
and that's cool. But to your point about the surgeries, I'm not a fake, silicone shooting caulk in your butt type guy.
She just floating in the pool.
I'm just not.
I want to see the stretch. I'm a grown man. I want to see the stretch. Being got small, got big. We want to see stretch marks. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I want an actual woman. I'm not into the.
And that should take some of the pressure off of you guys, us as women, because if they're telling you, man, I want natural body. Just have the best, healthiest, natural body as you can. Right. Mm-hmm. And like, if your butt is not sitting up like a stack, you can lay bricks on, then, it's okay. Work with what you got. There's plenty of outfits that can help enhance your curves, what you have, without you having surgery. And you can camouflage a lot of things if it makes you feel better. But to lay up underneath the night because you think that this, that men want that, and then you end up by yourself with this body after having a surgery, it could be a very disturbing situation. Now, I do appreciate your honesty about that. So what would you tell women? Somebody say, you know what? I want to get surgery right now. What you going to say?
I would say, I don't think that you need to get surgery. I think that we're in a climate where you can be the best you that you can be, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got to work on you first, I think
gotta work women, on you.
A lot of women, self-esteem has been damaged in this society because we're constantly looking at images and magazines and billboards saying you got to look this way, you got to be this skin tone, you got to do this, that, and the other. So you kind of have to first be comfortable with you, because if you're not, whatever I say is going to go in one ear and out the other.
And stop watching them reality television shows so much that you're getting fed what you think that everybody's supposed to look like. Because that's on the reality shows, you see a lot of that. And they see the athletes, because it was just something, how do they get that? Mm-hmm. I see where they're getting that from, because you're looking at all the reality shows, who they married to. Mm-hmm. So that's assuming that that's what they like. Mm-hmm. But I bet you any amount of money that when they first got with that man, they got the surgery after they got with that man.
Yeah.
Believe that. They went on and got that surgery after they was married, after they started dating. I believe that. Mm-hmm. Do you think that?
I do too. And if the woman came to me and told me surgery, nope. I believe in dating somebody that's built like you. That way, if you got a little belly, they got a little belly, y'all happy. Can nobody be judgmental?
Right, everybody.
Somebody that's built like you is my motto. 2018 and 2017.
I believe that. But listen, like we were talking about the fitness DVD, get in shape. Yeah. Even older men. Okay, good. Okay, so listen, I want to go ahead and close this out, because we can go on and on and on. I have such a good time with you, with Gigi, but Tight Mike and
Marcette.
I was getting ready to do it, but Marcette, you get it all the time, Marcette.
They laugh when people call into the show. He and Cece have a good laugh because people always tell my name.
Absolutely.
Well, they got to get.
I'm 40 some years in the game. And if you do say my name right, that's when I'll be.
Well, I love him.
It's okay.
I love him. Marcette.
There you go.
Anyway. Uh-oh.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
I got the film. I got it on film.
Tight Mike, I'm so glad you were here. Please, you tell everybody what their social media, where your social media is.
Absolutely. Tight Mike Comedy on everything, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And Tight Mike Radio, holler at me, man, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter also. We appreciate you and all that you do. 1600 AM, WNTFradio.com. It's the website if you listening live from anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We have a good time every morning. We get you up and get you going.
All right, Marcet, what's your information?
Okay, my information is Marcet Mangum at Facebook, at Instagram. If you want to look at the business, if you need promotional items, if you need t-shirts, if you need bling shirts, you can go and look under michaelmadisondesign.com. We have embroidery, we have a design, you know, different samples of all the stuff that we do. We're starting to outfit a lot of my top comedians now. Mm-hmm. So we just got Gina G on board, mm-hmm. and a host of others. So we are doing it big on that level. So definitely check us out. Check us out on the Tight Mike Morning Show every morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Get up with us. Get at it.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with fitness. 5 minutes of fitness with Elizabeth Brooks.
Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Ask her about that too. We'll include her in that conversation too. Does she get that?
Because I get that all the time. It's
like, oh, I'm sorry. All right, are we back? All right, hello there, and thank you for coming back. So we have more commercials to go. Anyway, we're back now with 5 minutes of fitness with Elizabeth Brooks. Hey, girl.
Hey, Gina, how's it going?
Girl, you know I miss you. I miss you so much. I'm in Florida right now while we're doing the show here.
I really miss you.
Yes. So listen, fix your phone because you got some kind of breakup. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better. Oh, you're on speaker. That's why. Your phone.
Oh. No, I'm not on speaker.
You're not? Okay, don't worry about it. Let's go. You are okay. In D.C., and you are one of the fitness, for those that don't know, you are one of the fitness trainers at Health and Sport in Capitol Hill. And so you have this five-minute segment called 5 Minutes of Fitness. Give us what you got today.
All right. I know everybody is going to be very humbled by this 5 Minute Fitness today. And today I want to talk about pain in fitness. Now, nobody might, you know, this might sound like an odd topic, but I think it's really important that we talk about pain and what's normal pain, what you should feel when you're working out, and what's not normal pain. So a lot of times when people work out, they have that soreness, you know, a few hours after they work out, up to, you know, 24 to 48 hours after the workout. And that is definitely called delayed onset muscle soreness. A lot of people know that as DOMS, D-O-M-S. And that's actually a really great and normal effect from exercise, and we want to feel that. If you had an exercise routine that was a new training program, normally new training is a stimulus for muscle soreness. If you're always doing the same workout all the time, you're not going to get sore, which is something that I do not encourage. You should be getting sore at least a couple of times a week from your workout. That's the only way you know that your body is responding to it. So DOMS is a normal exercise response to a really hard training workout that's outside of your normal exercise routine. And it's basically caused by lactic acid buildup. The lactic acid is a byproduct of a muscle contraction. When you have intense muscle contractions, it builds up in your muscles, and that lactic acid makes you sore. okay, but your muscles are repairing themselves when they're doing that, so that's the good kind of pain. And like I said, we want to have that. And normally it peaks after activity, you know, about 24 to 48 hours people experience. And I know personally I get sore 2 days after my workout, okay? But there is bad pain, and I wanted to kind of go through this a little bit because I don't want people to, you know, you hear people say, oh, no pain, no gain. Well, there's good pain that doms and there's bad pain. And so some of that bad pain is the kind of soreness that does not go away after 72 hours. And sometimes it can go into 96 hours of pain and soreness. And if you ever experience that, you want to go see your doctor, people. The other things that you kind of want to be careful of when you're exercising is muscle cramps. Muscle cramps are not a normal part of exercise. If you're having muscle cramp, it can mean any number of things from potassium depletion to dehydration to, you know, overworking the muscle. You know, if you're overdoing it a little bit, you want to pull back if you're feeling those muscle cramps. Also, pulled muscles. Now, pulled muscles are a muscular injury that we really want to try to avoid because, you know, it's like it's a tightening or a snapping. You might feel a snapping-like feeling when you pull a muscle. And, you know, both you even, you know, even if you even try to do anything gentle, any kind of gentle movement to that area, you'll be in pain even if you pull that muscle. So we really want to avoid pulls and strains of the muscle. And we also want to avoid achy joints, you know, those sharp pains. We want to make sure that when we're feeling those things during exercise, that we stop the exercise movement. People, you know, we want you to work out, but we don't need to injure yourself. So always be careful. Be thinking about your body and how it feels while you're exercising. Any kind of pain, whether it's sharp or dull or otherwise, is something that you want to avoid. And that, especially if it's progressively getting worse or more intense over time, here are my recommendations. First of all, make sure you go see your doctor, okay? And don't put it off for a month, okay? If you're injured, go ahead and see the doctor as soon as possible. Make sure that you rest the injury, make sure you elevate the injury, and make sure you use ice. We now know that ice is one of the best ways to bring down soreness, inflammation, and help a muscle heal from an injury. Okay? That's my little 5-minute segment on pain and fitness.
Wow, that was good. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Elizabeth, I love to be in pain. I do. I know that when I'm in pain, I got a good workout. But then I also, like I was talking to you before, like last month, that I realized that my body needed to have a break. Right. From being in, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to wear your body out. You can do too much. And I think I was a little extreme and obsessive with my situation. I was like, if I ain't in pain, ain't nothing working.
You ain't happy, right.
But I realized that break and that's time for restoration and reconditioning right there. So that builds me up even more rest and, you know, putting some strength and pressure on those muscles is good. Exactly. But we were talking, if I can just shift gears with you for a second, we have Marcette in here.
Yeah,
I got it. Marcette in here. We in Florida at WNTF Radio here in Orlando. And so I was a guest on their show earlier today, but we've been talking about relationships and things like that. And he was saying that we don't listen to men enough of their opinions and thoughts about relationships or body images and things like that. So he has a question for you, Elizabeth.
Okay, I'm ready.
Just kind of, you know how you start on one subject and it kind of rolls into some other things. So they were asking guys, you know, asking us, Type Mike and myself, what do we want? You know, what do guys look for? And what we were saying that a lot of times when guys tell you that, oh, no, that's not what you want this. So that kind of sports kind of steamrolled into what do women want in terms of body image? Because just like women feel pressured to conform to what society puts out there in the billboards and this, that, and the other, and on TV, you aren't seeing any overweight guys or, you know, guys who don't look like, you know, athletes or have six-pack abs on these billboards either. So we were asking ladies, what is it that women are looking for and how important is it to be, you know, how important is the physical for ladies? So we'll try to get your opinion on that.
Well, you know, the way our physical body looks is such a superficial thing. And I, you know, totally believe in fitness. Obviously, I'm a personal trainer. My life is fitness. I'm a fitness instructor. I'm working with people with their bodies every single day. But sometimes when the things that we're looking for are very superficial. And what I would really encourage people to do is look deeper. To be a little more introspective about the things that will be beneficial for us to have in our lives, particularly when we talk about including other people in our lives, the things that we go for, you know. Now, obviously, you know, when you see someone, you know, it's a very, you know, we can, you know, it can be a very, you know, natural physical attraction. But the thing I think that keeps you with a person is not the way they look. It has to be something deeper, something much more substantial about their personality, things that, and it may not be that you have everything in common with a person. I would say that, you know, I've been married for 25 years, and my husband and I have a lot of things that are different, but I think the way we merge is our core principles are the same. You know, our core values and beliefs are the same. And I think it's very, very important to look for that. Now, I don't know, you know, if that was like leading up to, you know, because my husband is not the physical specimen that I would say I would go for. He's not muscular. You know, I was in bodybuilding realm, so, you know, I like a muscular brother, you know, I'm all into that. But it's not the thing that attracts me to him. It's his mind and how intelligent and smart he is, how quick he is when he thinks about resolutions and solutions to things, his willingness to listen to me and listen to my ideas and contribute those ideas to his, and how we work through things, you know, our communication. These are all much more substantial, deeper kinds of things that we should be looking for in relationships, and not that, you know, okay, you know, you want somebody who's fit and who cares about exercise, cares about taking care of their body, but after that, there's actually very, very little control we have over how we look. So
yeah, because you know, everybody's not going to have the chiseled look. I mean, your body changes as you get older. Your hormones change. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have puffiness when you don't want the puffiness. You can work out, and it's still going to be there. But you can't eliminate any excess. You know, try to keep it down and keep your body, your heart, and things healthy. But I do agree with you. We talked about that. What do we want? Right. And we should be looking for something that meets our soul. Right. I mean, you know, what connects with our soul and purpose in life. That we can build, and I kept telling you, I want consistency, and I don't care, you know, if you got a degree in something or a certificate or something or just a dream. I just want you to be consistent with it all, so we can build something and not be stagnant. That's important to me. And you know, we talked about all that, because now we're going into all of that. Oh, Elizabeth, we got to have you on again when we're all talking about the physics and the mental and the spiritual. We need to have on a panel.
Right.
On the show. We'll just have a panel and we'll see how it all goes. So everybody can look forward to that. Are you in agreement with doing that, coming back on outside of your segment,
ma'am,
and we do like a panel?
I would love to do that.
Yeah, because you gave us some valid points. I think you pretty much sealed up what we've been talking about for hours now.
Right.
Pretty much. You really did. So listen, tell everybody where they can find you.
Okay, I love you guys. Thank you so much for this opportunity. You can find me at thinkingcorrectly.com. That's my website, or ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com if you want to send me an email. Okay?
All right. I love you, Elizabeth Brooks.
All right. Take care.
Okay, now we're getting ready to shift gears, because we got the latest news from Gina G. What's going on, girl, in the news?
Well, I just want to say that we are still winning. Us sister girls are still winning. Atlanta's got its new mayor.
All right.
Keisha Bottoms, her name is
Keisha. They went out and voted for Keisha.
Keisha's in the Senate. Like, she's doing her thing. She is the mayor. She went to FAMU.
Yeah,
I was told.
Classmate.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Wow, how dope is that?
To see somebody grow. Yes. You know, from the student to the one walking the halls, to now she is the mayor. It is a wonderful, beautiful thing.
How dope is that?
Now, some funny news. I don't know if you heard about the guy at the Waffle House that went to the Waffle House And he waited for everyone, you know, to come and greet him. And no one came out within 10, 15 minutes. That man went back there and made his own bacon.
No, he did not.
He cleaned up and everything. Do y'all understand me? And no one came out at that time from that man making his sandwich and cleaning up. And then he came back the next day and paid for it.
Oh, no.
Isn't that amazing? It's like, where y'all at?
Wait a minute.
Where y'all at? It is crazy. You know, we got my girl, Angie Thomas, who did a book called The Hate You Give, which is kind of like a Black Lives Matters book. Okay. And they banned it.
What?
In this school district in Texas. They banned my girl's book. You know, it had a lot of course, things about, you know, police brutality and just how African-American people are being treated in America, because I don't really see it in any other country besides America, I guess, as bad as you can say. But they banned the book. It's a wonderful book. It's a good read. It's by Angie Thomas. I want you guys to go and check it out. But they did ban it in one school district down there in Texas. And you know Texas ain't no joke.
Yeah.
No, you just can't be going down there in Texas and doing what you want to do. Okay? It ain't going to happen. In other news, we still got these men that's coming out that's been touching on women, sexual harassment. And you already know my boy Russell Simmons.
Oh, yeah, please tell me what's that about.
Simmons had two women already claim sexual harassment charges from 1991. One of them was a young lady. She's a writer who, I guess he took her home.
Come on back over here.
Right. He slid way over.
All the way over across the town. All around the corner and whatnot. How you going to be on the radio
come
with
on
me?
Over here.
I'm all around the corner.
Hands on the table. Thank you. He was supposed to take the girl home, ended up taking her to his house. But, you know, he said he actually stepped down from Def Jam. So he has stepped down from a lot of his companies. His name is not going to longer be, you know, like Russell Simmons, Def Jam. That's over with. He has stepped down. He said that he does not remember that night going accordingly to the way she said it did. But he did apologize if she felt uncomfortable. And I heard that it wasn't right away either. That he needed some assistance with waking that on up. So I'm between waking that up and the door why she ain't dashed on out. But hey, it was 1991. I'm not going to say nothing about that. But Russell Simmons is no longer a part of a lot of his companies. I mean, his yoga, his book, his comedy, he has stepped down from All Def Digital. He's going to let other, like the newcomers, come and run his company. He don't, HBO's not putting his name on it. I mean,
Because it's allegations. Wow.
Yeah, there's no proof of anything, but now I'm thinking that
maybe
women
just tired.
He could be, but women are just coming out from everywhere.
So it could be something from 80 something way back in the day.
This is done. I mean, even your boy, who has the longest seat in the Senate, in the House of Congress, John Conyers, he's retiring.
Wow.
After sexual harassment allegations towards him. So he's denying it all. But I mean, he has the longest running seat in Congress. And he's had women come out. So now he has retired. These are my air quotes. Y'all can't see him, but they up. He is retiring because of all this. And now he's going to go ahead and just, you know, let his son be a part of it. But I mean, women, we just have to be more careful. We have to be able to put ourselves in certain situations. And, you know, men, I mean, just no means no. But, ladies, we can't take a hug, you know, a nice, genuine hug from somebody and then go ahead and turn around and just because you, you know, one day get mad at them. That's what I think is starting to come to now.
Wow.
Is that women are just like, oh, yeah, I remember. And they're kind of coming out the woodwork. But, you know, I commend them. You know, I've been sexually harassed as well. And I mean, I do a little kick, a little punch, a little slap, a little not in the roll of the neck, and that's done. But I guess these women, you know, feel a certain way, so I don't want to take that from them. But Kevin Spacey, he lost his house of cards. I mean, these men are just falling like dominoes.
Yeah.
They're just falling like dominoes.
What are your thoughts about that, though, with all of this coming out? And then now you're in the radio and right. Y'all go out to different events and stuff like that, drinking around.
I've shared it with people before because, you know, again, I'm new to this area, but I was doing, you know, in entertainment, you know, doing promotions, and I have my own companies, and I had a restaurant in Chicago for a little while. So you're always in the public eye. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a culture that when you're hot, a lot of people gravitate to you. Mm-hmm. And if you're Russell Simmons in the early 90s, mm-hmm. there are a lot of women who don't mind.
Right.
Now,
because he was hot.
And that builds that. And I'm not saying, you know, if he did do that and it wasn't consensual,
right.
I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying we build this culture where people gravitate to people who are hot and you can get things easier without, you know. So if that's the norm, mm-hmm. he may have taken that as a norm. Or to your point, and it's hard for me as a guy to say that because mm-hmm. then you get into people who get mad, thinking you're victim blaming and all. Mm-hmm. But it's just what I've seen. Just, mm-hmm. you know, I've been hot, you know, mm-hmm. in my own circle. Mm-hmm. And I know that you ain't wanting for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and you all know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yes.
So now if you're saying it was cool that night, and whatever happened later, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to revisit, you know, revisionist history sometimes, well, now I'm married, or mm-hmm. I was that's with it. Somebody then, and I've got to say, and that's the thing, we open the door for there to be other questions.
That's
and that's the only thing I, you know, because that's a serious charge.
That's a serious charge. For someone's name.
Right. You ruin somebody's reputation, mm-hmm. then you were cool with it that night, mm-hmm. but then whatever was going on in your life mm-hmm. now, later you're not cool with it. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's
it's hard. Even like women today, you know, you have like, you know, no disrespect, but Cardi B, you have these female rappers and these females that are making and glorifying, you know, stripping. Everybody started at the strip club. Now yeah. now they came up. Why? Because you have a record now, you know, and stuff like that. And like Ashanti, she did a performance and she's a singer, never been a stripper. Right. She did a performance and you know, this dude starts throwing money on the stage.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
Stop the show, like, hey,
I'm not. Yeah, don't bring me into
don't
that.
Don't throw money on me. But I think these men, they see these women like these strippers and stuff coming up and glorifying it. Now they don't know who's a stripper, who's old.
They don't know.
They're gonna try and everybody.
See, that's what we need. We're gonna have topics like that because we need to know what men think about that too.
But this is what I'm saying. When Type Mike and I say, I'm why, or because it comes off wrong. If I say, I'm not rocking with Cardi B. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a hater.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm not a hater. It's mm-hmm. just that I see, because I'm in media, because I mm-hmm. do a lot of, you know, I see what we set up mm-hmm. and put on a pedestal mm-hmm. is what people believe. Mm-hmm. And if we say it's fine to strip and do this, and again, this isn't against sexual,
yeah, right.
but what I'm saying, if you're saying this is the come up, then you got 12-year-old girls,
exactly.
14-year-old, you know, you young impressionable people
yeah.
that are saying, okay, well, this is my way to come
so
up.
So it's the yeah. one song, and then you got yeah. so many ugly, nasty songs yes. after that, and they done yeah. bought the CD thinking it's just, oh, it's that's about red mean. Bottoms, but it's right. really about F them, and yep. then I get some money.
That's how you get yeah. the red bottoms. Right.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. I do this, and he give me yeah. some money, and we're creating or perpetuating
yeah.
that, okay, all I have to do is be cute type
and
of
I'm in.
And that's it, no education, no education, no
and
nothing.
And it's the 360 thing, because yeah. then women think that that's all guys want.
Right.
And then when God says,
and the know, bodies, right. and the...
And then when we have the nerve you're to have weird. Standards, then
you're weird. You're we don't gay, want you.
You're hating.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah, and we don't want you saying. Because you have standards.
Right. Because see, women can have standards.
Yeah.
But then if you're not right. allowing women to just come to the table and be cute, then you're a hater.
Wow. Right. So let's go ahead and take a commercial break, and then we're going to go ahead and get your contact information okay. and your contact absolutely. Information. Okay. All right, we're going to take a couple of seconds, and we'll be right back.
It's getting good. Wow.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I talk about this all the time.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean?
Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Robinson with Mama's Boy, the play, and you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Okay. So listen, we're going to go right into it because we got to end the show. Unfortunately, it was such a good time. Let's keep it moving. But we can't. We got to go. Gina G, how can they find you?
Oh, well, you can find me, of course, on all social media platforms. On IG, it is Gina G. Too Funny, Gina G with the number 2. You can find me on Facebook, Gina G Too Funny is T-O-O. I'll be with Type Mike, Martin Luther King Weekend down there in Tallahassee.
All right.
Marvin Dixon, December 23rd down in Miami. So you guys need to just come check me out, man. Your girl is, God is really moving in my life, and I really appreciate this opportunity with my girl, Dr. G.
Yay! All right, so now go ahead and tell us, Marcette.
Yeah, now, Marcette. Yes, Marcette Mangum, MarsetteMangum and that's on all social media. That's I'm mostly on Facebook, mostly on Instagram, and you can follow me that way.
And where are we going to karaoke? If you are in the Orlando area or surrounding areas, meet Legion. Us down at Legion.
At the Legion, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Karaoke, women free before 10 o'clock, ladies.
And I'm going to be there before 10.
That's right. We helping the DJ come in.
Yes, yeah, exactly. We're going to help them set up. All right, you guys, listen, as always, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I love you so much. Until next week on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.